In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked down as something shocking. Now heaven knows anything goes.
Good authors too, who once knew better words, now only use four-letter words, writing prose. Anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today,
and day's night today, and black's white today,
and most guys today, and that woman prize today,
are just silly gigolos.
And though I'm not a great romancer,
I know you're bound to answer
when we propose. Anything goes. Go.
And welcome back to Anything Goes right here on the Trending Topics Network. We are back once again for episode 4, and what we're going to do on this episode is exactly like we did last time. What we're going to do is we put out a little kind of feelers, a little notification that we were doing an episode tonight, and after spending the last, 3 hours on Skype, because this is what we fucking do, is we're now going to finally start to record the show. So, while we're at it, we're going to, like I said, start answering some of these questions. We got almost 60 questions, technically 60, because I'm gonna throw in a question as we start the show. But, of course, I'm here. I am Heavy Set, your host, and we also have the Mob Jockey.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
I'm good.
Well, it's nice to say peace to you.
And we have FTW, who's hopefully not falling asleep.
Nope, wide awake. What's up?
You sound like you're wide awake.
I am wide awake.
Yeah, totally believe it. Anyway, let's not go any further ado, and let's... Hell, before we do, we'll start off with my question. We're going to talk some football. Who do you guys think's going to win tomorrow? For today,
Seattle.
Or today, because I will probably get this uploaded today.
Seattle.
I don't know. I want both teams to win. I don't have a problem with. I don't have a problem with either winning. I think Tom Brady's still one of my favorite quarterbacks in the NFL. I fucking love him. We'll talk about Deflategate. That's something we gotta bring up. But I would love to see them win another Super Bowl. That would make 4 Super Bowls for Tom Brady. That's 4 or 5 Super Bowls for the franchise?
I have no idea. I don't.
It's either 4 or 5, and I want another team to win 6 Super Bowls just so I can stop fucking hearing, we got 6 Super Bowls, how many you team got? Just have another team have it, and then, you know what it's going to be. We got 6 Super Bowls, we were the first to get it, yeah.
I was going to say, it's not going to change anything.
Oh, yeah, well, right. So just change the demeanor to, we have 6 and you don't, to, we have 6, well, at least we got it first.
Right.
I just want another team to get 7. I want to see a team go on a run. Like, who's got the... Let's say the 49ers, just because I know they're up there. I know they got 5. I'd love to see them. Let's say they win 3 Super Bowls in a row before the Steelers win another one. Just because it'll be like, I do not know what Steelers fans would do.
The same thing they've always done, be annoying.
Well, we had the most from this time to this time.
No, listen, we were the first.
Well, no, because if let's say the 49ers went on a run where they won 3 in a row, or just 3 before the Steelers won their next one, that would put them at 8.
Right.
See, like, after a team gets to 7 before Pittsburgh, they ain't gonna have shit to say.
They still run their mouths.
Yeah. But on the other hand, going back to winning, I wouldn't mind seeing the Seahawks win a back-to-back game. And, which we haven't talked about since, because we haven't had a show since then, I got a tweet from Richard Sherman. Yes, I've talked so much shit about him through the year, but I will admit this, I went back, especially after they beat the Packers, which, thank fucking God, I got a little bit of respect for Richard Sherman, and rewatched a lot of his videos of stuff he did in the media, and maybe I was looking at it wrong, maybe I was giving this guy not enough, I was giving him some slack, or some guff, I should say, and I actually tweeted him... the Tuesday after or something. I just said, hey, you know, I used to despise you, but you beat the Packers, and you have earned my respect. Good luck in the Super Bowl. It's going to be a good game. And he actually wrote back, thank you.
You didn't tell him how awful he was?
You caught an interception from what we've now found out as a league MVP. Maybe I was wrong.
Maybe.
I
a really good interception, too.
I still don't... Oh, God, yeah. I still don't think he's as good some of the times, but I don't know how to put it. Because, like, he's route rose to the cage against some shitty teams, and he's also rose to the cage against some good teams, and then vice versa, where he hasn't really done shit.
Problem's going to be when this Sunday with torn ligaments in his elbow, if he gets lit up, everybody's going to make major fun of him.
Yep.
A week ago, he couldn't raise his arm above his head.
Yeah. Another thing, too, with him is, which I think it's a crazy story, that his girlfriend's pregnant. And it's a question of whether he was actually going to make it to Super Bowl. And it's one of those things you can do either one. And, well, either people will be pissed at you or people will love your decision. And it comes down to, like, when I was listening on PTI and they said, I was like, whatever he decides to do is the right decision. Because it's either you want to be there for your son, because I think it's his son, you want to be there when your son's born. But if you actually look back in the day, in the 50s and stuff, a lot of times the father wasn't there because they were at work or whatnot, or maybe it could have been to a war, who knows. But it's just, father wasn't always there, but they still, it wasn't looked down upon. Now you're looked down upon. He could also, and I think it'd be cool if he were to go to the Super Bowl, he were to win, the baby would be born, and then he could be look like, I won this for you, kind of thing.
Right.
So whatever he does, I couldn't give him any guff for it. So yeah, talking about that. Should we talk about the year end awards?
Of the football? Yeah, we do that.
I might do it next year for easy picks. I know when I do everything for Macho Man Radio, their preseason stuff, we pick the division winners, who's going to go to the Super Bowl, who's going to win, and then we also pick like the year-end awards of who we think's going to win everything. And it's kind of like cool to see like who's close, who's right, and whatnot. And this year there were some surprises. Like no one put a pick fucking DeMarco Murray as the offensive player of the year
before the season. No, absolutely not.
Well, yeah, that's like what we're doing. No one would have picked him. I think J.J. Watt would have been a consideration.
Oh, yes. Rodgers would have been a consideration. Yep. Yeah. Gronk, I don't think, would have been considered a comeback player.
No.
I'm still debating if he's considered a comeback player now.
Yeah, he came back from injury. I got to go through, go to my account and go through what my pick and everybody else's pick were, because I got those picks favorited. Got those tweets of those picks favorited. Let's see. Comeback player of the year, I picked Julio Jones.
Did I pick anybody?
No, because we didn't do it on our show.
Oh. I think there's something I missed out on doing. I'm like, did I forget to do something?
So this is on Macho Man Radio.
Oh, okay.
Except when we do that show, we pick everything. I picked the MVP was going to be Peyton Manning. Swing and a miss.
Ooh, big swing.
Offensive,
and big miss.
Offensive player of the year, Matt Forte. Swing and a miss.
Not far off, though.
I thought he was going to have a little bit more of an explosive year.
He had a very good year.
Let's put it this way. The MVP, only one person got it right.
Really?
Yes. Offensive player of the year, nobody's going to get that right. Defensive player of the year, one person got it right. I picked Richard Sherman.
Not a bad call.
The offensive rookie of the year, nobody got it right.
No, good luck with that.
I picked Johnny Manziel. The defensive player of the year, defensive rookie of the year, everybody got it wrong because we all picked the same person, and that person didn't play all the whole year. Yes.
Yeah, let me know how that worked for you.
Yeah.
Comeback player of the year, nobody picked Gronk. I picked Julio Jones. Everybody picked Julio Jones except for one person, and they picked RG3.
Right.
Ooh.
And
oops.
Coach of the year.
Yeah, who did win coach of the year? I'm looking right now.
I have the article up. The fucking Cardinals coach.
Oh, that's Bruce Arians.
Yeah, Bruce Arians.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
Everybody picked somebody different. Everybody was wrong. People we picked: Lovie Smith, Jay Gruden, John Harbaugh, Sean Payton, and I picked Pete Carroll.
Right.
And then we also did which week we might not do this. I'll do it on the show, their show. We picked three bold predictions of the year. My three were, and I actually got two right. Almost got the third one. Johnny Manziel will start at some point. Will start by the end of the season, either to injury of Hoyer or bad play. I was right. On both.
Yep.
The Cleveland Browns will defeat the Steelers in at least one of their matchups. I was right. My one that was so fucking close. So fucking close. Fuck you, Mark Trestman. Jay Cutler will not get injured and play all 16 games. He was benched for one fucking game, but he did not get injured.
Yeah, right. That was right. I forgot they benched him for that player.
But as a fucking Bears fan, that's actually like improvement for Cutler because he's gotten hurt every fucking year, one way or another, but at least he didn't this year. And it's not like he was playing really well to where he wasn't going to get hurt. Anyway,
right.
That was our predictions for that. Let's see if anybody got the Super Bowl right.
The right two teams?
Nobody got the right two teams.
No, dude, that's super fucking hard to do, too.
Right. Well, we picked, like I said, we picked division winners, who's going to get the wild card, and then who's going to wind up the NFC champ, the AFC champ, and win the Super Bowl. My Super Bowl was the San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs. Didn't happen.
You're only a little off.
Just a little bit.
Because I don't think either team made the playoffs.
Nobody picked the Seahawks.
Really? Nope. I can't believe that. I can't believe somebody didn't pick the Seahawks.
Out of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people. There were two Packers, which the two guys who host the show are hardcore Packers fans.
And that was not far off.
Yeah, it was far off.
Yeah.
Which, thankfully, because they both picked the Patriots, so they would have been completely right on their Super Bowl. But two Packers, two 49ers, and four Saints.
Ooh. Which had a worse year, the Saints or the Niners?
Saints.
I don't know, man. The Niners look like they just have exploded.
And then there were four people that picked Patriots, three people that picked the Broncos, and then some numbnut who picked the Kansas City Chiefs. Of the four people that picked the Patriots, only two of them picked them to win. The other two are the one that picked the Packers, and they picked them to win, and they are Packers fans. Anyway, enough football talk. We probably pissed Cat off.
Yep.
Let's get into some of the questions as I change accounts. All right, first up, we got... Should do these in random order or just... I'm going to start with the first one because the first one that we have is technically a double. One sent by Andy Anderson, the other one sent by DRG. The original question is, Apple, Android, Windows, Google, or something else which do you prefer? That was Andy Anderson's version. And DRG's version, if I can find it in his 30, almost 40 frickin' questions, is Android or iOS and why?
Can I go first?
Sure, because you're the oddball. Kind of.
I would say Apple because they don't misspell hashtags.
Forgot about that one. That's a lazy pick.
Not maybe. Pissed me off.
Good God.
No, I think Apple's more user friendly.
We could get some backlash on this because there's a lot of people who listen to this, or some people who do listen to this are the Android.
Android, yep.
I've never been Android in person. I've been a iOS/Apple guy since 2004 when I first took graphic communications in high school, and that's all the computers we had in the lab were Mac. I loved it so much that Christmas I asked for a Mac. I got one. It was an eMac. It's not the greatest thing in the world, but it did the purpose. Mm-hmm. And then ever since then, I mean, I've liked that. They came out with a better iPod because I used to hate the original black and white fucking screen one, but then they actually came out with the color screen one. I like the iPod. Had a video iPod for many years. I need to go buy another one because my last one broke because I pulled a Shane and threw it.
Yes.
But that was like a couple years ago. I just never got it replaced. And I had like a huge one that was like 200 and I think it was 200 some gigabytes. It was a lot. I was trying to get the most memory out of my shit. And then I've had an iPhone since 2010. Whenever the 4 came out. But I just like it better. But granted, I do like certain things about Google. Like I love Google Drive. I use all that stuff a lot. But my current computer is Windows, so I use the parts of Windows and also Xbox. So I always get the best of both, all the worlds.
Right.
Yeah, the only real experience I have with the iOS is on the phones. And I prefer it as a phone, but then again, I haven't used an Android in 6 years. So I don't know if it's any good or not. I've never had a Mac. I've never done anything with a Mac, regular Mac, so I'm not much of a techie nerd person anyway.
You don't say.
I just like it if it works.
All right. moving on. We need to try not to go on too many tangents because there are a lot of fucking... Okay, we're going to go on this one. This one I want to get out of the way. One of the two sent by Kata. Are you guys excited for the new Ghostbusters movies, and are you planning on watching it? I'll go last.
No.
Yeah, not really. Don't really care.
Am I excited to see it? Fuck no. There's that whole thing that everybody talks about having their childhood ruined by Michael Bay because they love Transformers. I was never a Transformers guy. I love the Ninja Turtles, and technically he wasn't the director of that movie, and I don't think he really ruined it because before that movie came out, they kind of gave him a loophole, like a couple years before he even decided to start making it. So that gave him a pass. But other than that, the only part of my childhood that was turned into a movie that was shit on before this was Inspector Gadget. Right. And that first movie was horrible. I think the second movie looked better, but I've never got a chance to sit down and watch it. So I do not have high hopes for this. Am I going to go see it? Of course I am, because I'm a Ghostbusters fan. But putting this cast together just... I'm not excited for it whatsoever, and I'm afraid it's not going to be nowhere as good. Disappointed, but like I said, I will go see it. All right, next up, what's the stupidest gift you have ever received?
Oh, Jesus Christ. It was a talking redneck doll.
What?
Yeah. It did a bunch of phrases, like, it wasn't Larry the Cable Guy, but it's like, get her done, we're fixing to go mudding, blah, 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 yeah, it got lost.
Yeah, I mean, there's been some dumb ones, like freaking microscopes and shit like that.
See, those are awesome, fuck that.
See, I got bored with that one.
Need something more powerful to find your penis?
Yeah, exactly.
Dumbest gift. Or stupidest gift.
I mean, I'm sure there was some games that I've gotten along the way that turned out to be dumb as shit, but...
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to think more for me personally, I'm trying to think more Christmas and birthday, because those are...
Right.
The main ones. I'm trying to think of something I got, but I'm just like, fucking, really?
I'm sure there's some fucking sweaters or something in there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Half the time, anything my mom gets me.
little out of touch, is she?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I'm always fortunate. My mom was always really good at that.
Okay, this one, I don't consider it a gift, exactly, but I remember thinking, like, oh my God, how dumb are you? My mom has never been the brightest crayon in the shed, as I always like to say. But we were getting school supplies my second grade year. And I think she took the liberty of getting some of them, like, on her own. And she came home with some of them. And then she gave me the markers. But they weren't, because I was sort of like, hey, if you're going to get markers, get the normal Crayola ones. Those are basic. That's all you need. Even if you can go the more extravagant kind of, just something like it. Just Crayola. My mom gets me Thomas the Tank Engine markers.
Oh, goddamn.
And when I ask her, I'm like... Why did you get this? And she's like, oh, it's a little engine that could. I'm like, Grandma, I'm in second grade. I mean, you look back, you're like, that wasn't so bad. But I'm like, no one in my grade was fucking watching Thomas the Tank. Come on. Ugh. This one's from Annie Anderson.
Anderson.
Who can get Shane to puke first, Mop or Heavy?
Oh, that's easy.
Sorry.
That's very easy. That would be me.
Do tell.
Oh, no.
Keep going.
No.
another one from Andy. We'll go a little more out there. Missionary, cowgirl, doggy style, or other?
Oh, cowgirl.
I'm a doggy.
I'll take it wherever. Wait a minute, hold on.
At this point, Shane will take anything he can get.
Take it anyway he can get.
I'm not picky.
Oh, I'm not picky either, but...
Yeah, I'm more of a doggy.
I'm a boob guy, but I like having ass
you are kind of a doggy.
Fuck you.
One of the many from DRG, or DRG the Vigilante. what do you consider your dream car?
Dream car? Man,
that changes all the time.
I have two categories. I have my realistic and my nowhere near realistic. Because I've always said, like, your dream car is the one, like, you really, really want. And then I had said that to a friend of mine, what it was, and he's like, oh, no, man, it's got to be, like, one you could, like, you could no way you could ever get. So my realistic one is a Chrysler 300, or 300C, depending on the year. I love those cars. My non-realistic one, which he considered more of your dream car, the motherfucking Batmobile. If it was going to be any of the many different versions, the Tim Burton one, Tim Burton, Michael Keaton, whatever you want to call them, because I don't think they changed from Batman to Batman Returns. I love that Batmobile.
Right. I must say realistic. I'm a big fan of the Jeep Wrangler, and unrealistic would be a 1941 Willys.
I'm really not much of a car person.
Neither am I, but it's because it's like I like the 300 because of the comfort for it and motherfucking Batmobile.
I mean, I mean, the car I got, I fucking love to death. But I don't know. I mean, I've always liked the Barracuda, like the that was in The Omen.
Yeah, that's a nice car.
Yeah, I don't know. I always had a fascination with vets.
Yeah.
My backpack's got jets. I'm Bobo. That's all my bad.
Testarossa.
Next question from Double Vamp.
No, Shane does not want to answer how much it costs to suck on a dick.
No. What does dick taste like, FGW?
That's your mother, motherfucker. Moving on. He's starting to piss me off.
Everybody pisses you off.
Nah, he's getting on my nerves, for real. Next question.
All right, well, we'll do one that Devil Vamp has mentioned. This one's from DRG. Do you agree with Devil Vamp, or do you consider atheism a religion? Because Devil Vamp is of the atheist mindset that atheism is not a religion, because they are the anti-religion.
Which is making them a religion.
Yeah.
A group of people that get together to...
Well, they don't get together. They just have the... It's the belief system.
Yeah.
It depends how you go with it. It could be considered a religion, or it could be honestly considered a cult at the same time.
Right. I think maybe more of cult would be a better word for what they are.
Yeah, like I could see them all drinking Kool-Aid somewhere and fucking dying. Which, do us a favor, Vamp.
I kind of look at it as a religion. Granted, that's blasphemy to atheists, but...
Don't act like idiots.
You have a belief system. It's pretty much the same thing all the way through. If you Google atheism and religion, you get a bunch of different things of atheists saying, like, oh, like, this is why it's not a religion. Like, one of them was like, if you turn your TV channel off... I mean, you turn your TV off, that's not considered a channel. And that's the way they interpret of atheism. They're like, oh, we're...
Yes, but if you're going to sit there and try to convince me of how turning the channel off is not a religion, then at some point you become a religion of your own.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure atheism would be listed as a religion in any list you were to look at of religions.
Mm-hmm.
You can protest it as much as you want. It doesn't change what you are.
Mm-hmm. I think a religion is kind of based on faith. Granted, you could have faith in Santa, but that's not a religion.
He's pretty cool.
But like,
put that money in the Xbox.
Your faith is there is no God. There's no gods. No matter how to put it. That is your faith. Then that's kind of like religion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so over the whole fucking debate.
The what of?
The fucking religious shit.
Yeah.
I don't care what you are. I don't care what you practice. I don't care what you believe in.
Yeah. Like, all I care is just be a good person. It's the thing that I seen on Facebook earlier today. It said, the enemy is not Muslims or Christians or Judaism. The real enemy is extremism. And that's 100% I agree with. It's not that Christians are bad people, it's just some Christians are.
And I would say, 95% of people that would claim a religion are just normal people looking for some hope.
Yeah.
Whether it's Christian, Muslim, whatever it is.
Well, it's even like, there's a lot of people who, like, tear apart Muslims. Like, oh, Muslims are bad. No,
there's a small percentage that
are. Yeah, Muslims are, it's a peaceful religion. It's the extremist. It's like saying Christians are bad because of the Ku Klux Klan.
Or the Crusades, or any of the other number of things the Christians have done through the years.
Your problem just more comes with people.
It's all about people.
Yeah, there are bad people in every religion. It's kind of like a conversation I was having with someone about football teams. And someone was saying, like, this is coming from a Browns fan. She was like, I hate Browns fans sometimes. Like, you get ones that are delusional and all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. And some of the bad things that Browns fans can be. And I explained, It's every fan base. You'll find that. Find that in every fan base, no matter what.
God, you
have to go to some of the home games to really, really see it, but they're there.
You have to take the blinders off most of the times, too, to see it.
What's one of the... Well, this is good with Super Bowl coming up. What's the funniest TV commercial you've seen? It's hard, I mean, because we've probably seen hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of different commercials through our years. The one that sticks out to me as the funniest was Skechers commercial for one of their new shoes. It was a couple years ago. This was actually, I think, the first year we did NFL Easy Picks. And they had a French bulldog in the commercial. His name was Mr. Quigley. And he was in a race. He was in a dog race. It was like with greyhounds, and he wins. Wins by a landslide. And he like stops before the finish line, turns around and like moonwalks into the finish line. It was like the Skechers free runs or something. I don't know what they were. But just, you know, like, actually, I have the text tones that I actually made, and I never fucking use them because I'm really bad at that. Or I'll be like, I might want to use this, and I never do.
One that sticks out to me is the, I think it was a Super Bowl ad from a couple of years ago. The little kid dressed as Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Walks out to the car. Yeah. Dude, I thought that was hilarious. And then there's mark out cartoons, or commercials. The Icky Woods commercials.
Yeah.
Dude, I mark out every time I see it.
The Radio Shack commercial from last year's Super Bowl.
Yeah.
With all the 80s references.
Mm-hmm.
Geico and the insurance companies have a few of them. Geico has a bunch.
Yeah, my favorite one is a Geico commercial. Guy sitting there reading the newspaper. His wife walks in the kitchen and goes, "Is this dressed like me with that?" And he goes, "You betcha." Not even paying attention. I'm like, yes.
And then there's the Mayhem. The Mayhem ones from
Allstate.
Did Allstate, yeah.
Yeah.
So we have a late entry named Mr. Quigley. It's gonna be Quigley!
I love that.
Oh, Jesus.
I love that one.
Dork.
Fuck you. And they ended up discontinuing the commercial because...
It was probably abusing animals. You can't do that.
It was abusing animals. It was because, like, how...
False advertisement?
No, because of... You just want to tell me because...
No.
It was because of, how, like, cruel some dog tracks can be. Like, that was promoting it. Just Christ. All right, let's go to another one.
Another one?
Let's go to another one.
No, you said another one.
Go to another one. That's how I said it. Stop it. Okay, guys?
You're not baiting me into this one. I am too cool for that.
Stop it.
I'm too cool for that. I can't do that.
Why not?
This has to be a serious podcast.
Why?
Because it has to be serious.
Why does it have to be serious?
Because it's serious. This is a serious topic.
I just want to play around.
Serious.
Okay, here's one from Devil Vamp. It says, "Have you ever been in a fight as an adult? Not a cockfight, STW."
What do you consider an adult?
Yeah.
If we're talking 18, then yes, I've been in multiple fights.
Yeah. If we're talking 30s, no.
Yeah, I don't think I've been in one. I don't think I've been in one since I've turned 30.
If I wanted to, absolutely.
You don't say. You?
Yeah.
You feeling okay?
Yeah, I'm feeling okay.
I think he's lying. I don't think he's ever fought anything in his life. He's such a calm and docile person.
Not,
it just wouldn't be in his character.
I don't think I've gotten a fight as an adult. Maybe some close calls, but never a fight.
Alright, I'll fight.
What?
I'll fight just so you can have a fight as an adult. We'll just get it out of the way.
I don't know if you would have came to Ohio a couple years ago, there could have been a fight.
Probably, yeah. Because I really wanted to beat your ass.
What would ever make you want to do that?
You just know how to piss me off.
Because you're a prick.
Well, thank you. I think my last fight was in sophomore year. And that was, I don't even want to get into the story. Just basically, I ended up punching a dude in his mouth, and he never swung back.
Because you're a badass.
Yeah.
Yeah. American badass.
Murder.
Take a spin of the wheel. God, DRG has some questions. It's like, I really need to think about.
Yeah, let's not get too serious.
Well, it's not that they're too serious. It's just like you're asking for something that I might have to like really dig into my mind to like think of something.
Yeah, we don't have time for you to try to dig through that mess.
Yeah. DRG, what would you consider the perfect job?
One that I didn't have to work at.
Yeah, they pay me to sit at home.
Yeah.
What would I find fun to do? I've always wanted to do stuff like lawyery stuff. I just didn't want to put forth the effort to, you know, get a degree.
Sounds like too much work.
It did sound like too much work at the time. They wanted me to quit smoking weed and drinking and this bullshit.
I've always liked carpentry work, so I'd like to do something like that.
Yeah, you would like to work with wood.
Okay. I was thinking that was the last time he worked with carpet.
You're just fascinated because it was Jesus' job.
Now it's a job for Jesus.
We the people.
Not for me. Dream job for me. Basically dream job. It's a perfect job. I think of the profession I'm in right now, I would love to work for Stagecoach, who does all the WWE stuff. That'd be amazing.
Like driving the big buses?
No, not the buses. Drive the
production car.
Yeah. The company that does that is called Stagecoach.
I thought Stagecoach was did buses.
No. Like when
they do trucks, too.
They mostly do buses. I mean, mostly do trucks. Like that one time when Big Show drove in a truck from the back. Remember, that was just the bobtail. I ended up pausing it, and it said Stagecoach. A couple months before that, a friend of mine who was on the road right before I got on the road, he sent me a picture at a rest area or a truck stop where he bumped into one. And I'm like, what's the name of that fucking truck? And it was Stagecoach. So I thought I'm like, well, that proves it. So that's what they use. But the times that I ran into, like when I seen them on the road, one of them, the first one wasn't Stagecoach, and the second one, I don't even remember. I was so excited, I didn't look. But yeah, I think that'd be awesome to work for them, but I just don't know what the job entails. You don't drive far, but I don't know if there's any extra work you have to do.
Is there such a job as a professional fan of something? Where you get paid, like, buku bucks to go sit in the audience and scream at things?
They're called plants.
It's true. Yeah, that would be a fucking ultimate job then, wouldn't it?
Well, even the people that are called plants are not really fucking plants.
No, they have regular jobs too.
Yep. Easy one from AA.
They've all been easy.
Marvel or DC?
Oh God.
Oh, I thought you said this was an easy one.
It is for me. I
go back and forth all the time.
I say Marvel is better than DC, but Batman is better than everything.
Exactly. Well, no. Yeah. Yeah, my favorite is Batman, but I also like Punisher, which is Marvel.
I love Batman's one of my favorites, but I also think he has some of the better superheroes. I mean, super villains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Joker.
Joker, Two-Face, Pain, Penguin.
I just started watching the original Batman comedy cartoon show from the 92.
Oh, nice.
Oh, dude, they got one from the 70s.
Oh, the cartoons?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, never mind. Yeah, from the 92.
Yeah, the Adventures of Batman, or is that what it's called?
No, it just said Batman. I don't know, it was on Amazon.
From 92, I'm trying to, what else was that called? I don't want to exit out of my Twitter app. That's where everything is.
I'm looking. It says just Batman. Batman the Animated Series.
Batman the Animated Series. Okay, that's what it was. Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I have all that.
Mark Hamill was the Joker.
Yep.
Is that who was the Joker in that one?
Luke Skywalker.
Cock knock.
Ain't that something?
I know.
What do you call him? What do you call him? Cock knocker? Nice story, actually.
Yeah, from Jay and Silent Bob. Mm-hmm.
Which I hope you checked out Old Schools and Movies, where we did the Kevin Smith retrospect.
Sure.
Thanks.
Well, you don't like Kevin Smith.
I don't like Kevin
Smith.
I'm the Dolly Bird.
Back to comic book heroes. I think Batman and Superman are better than anything Marvel has.
Really?
But
Superman?
Marvel, yeah. Marvel has so many more.
Superman's the worst.
Oh, I love the old cartoony Superman.
Yep.
None of the new shit. I can care less.
The concept of Superman is just really to me, because the only difference in Clark Kent and Superman is glasses.
in a curly hair.
Yeah.
But you do that with all of them. What's the difference between Batman and Bruce Wayne? Not much.
One likes to talk like this.
yeah, and he puts a mask over his face. They're not that much different.
But he disguises it.
See, like, so many people bitched about the Christian Bale voice. I like it because I'm thinking, if you're a superhero, I mean, if you're like this millionaire, everybody knows you, or billionaire, and everybody knows your voice, aren't you going to try to disguise it?
No, you have to keep it the same.
You're going to pull the George Clooney and just talk your normal, and we're like, really?
And let's face it, most fanboys are going to shit on anything you do. It doesn't matter what it is.
That's true.
Right.
But, I got to say, I've started watching the Flash TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I heard good things about that in Gotham.
I haven't watched any of Gotham. I had heard it wasn't good. That's why I didn't even start watching it.
I love it, so I'm probably weird.
See, I love Arrow. That's the one I'm into the most right now. So from the sounds of it, I'm actually more into DC than I am Marvel at this point.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, 2 months ago I was trying to read through all the fucking Deadpool that I could find.
Right.
So.
See, it's just Marvel, like, you really look at, like, a lot of the Marvel franchises and all that, and you compare it to DC. Marvel seems a lot cooler.
Right.
Because, like, just Batman. Like, Batman is your big one. Your other big one is Superman, but I still look at Superman and it's like, yeah, night and day, who cares? Green Lantern sucks. Wonder Woman.
That's Marvel.
Wonder Woman.
Mm.
What?
Green Lantern is not... Green Lantern's not DC.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought
he was part of the Justice League.
Oh, that's right, he was. God, I thought he was part of Marvel.
Yeah. So, yeah, Green Lantern sucks. Flash, eh.
I like the Flash TV show anyways. I don't know much about his comic book character-wise.
Flash is okay. Eh. We're just like, I'm just talking about like the premise of a lot of these superheroes. Aquaman sucks.
Oh, Aquaman's the worst.
Wonder Woman is just, you're, in so many words, a female Superman. Granted, I know she's not the female Superman, but like the way I've always looked at her, it's like the equivalent. And,
but she's the Amazon, though, isn't she?
Yeah.
But that makes her different. She's not from outer space.
I'm not saying like that. I'm just saying, like, in my eyes, she's like the female Superman. Like, even the name Superman, Wonder Woman.
Yeah, once you start getting into some of the little off characters. But then again, Iron Man, before the movie came out, was kind of one of the off characters of Marvel.
Right.
Wasn't one of the more popular characters.
Yeah. The only Marvel character I don't like, or superhero I should say I don't like, is fucking Spider-Man. I hate Spider-Man.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan, but if they didn't fuck up and sell the property or the rights to 15 different people, and they could actually incorporate him into the X-Men and that whole deal, it would be much more interesting.
Yeah, they're working on it.
Yeah, working on it. It'll never. I don't see it ever.
Spider-Man's supposed to be in the Captain America Civil War, I thought. It's too late to put him in the new one, so they're going to put him in the next one. Yeah, because whenever the Sony hacks happened, like a lot of emails and everything came to light of that Sony had been working with all these with Marvel.
Right. I mean, it is very possible, but there's a history there of these companies that they just don't work together at all.
But when you're going to work together on a Marvel property right now, like, Marvel's just so hot.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Anything comic book is hot as fuck right now.
And you want to find a way to either cash in or work with these other studios. Because Marvel's the one holding the cards, and Marvel is Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to get all these other studios now to play nice who have the other properties. We've already seen cooperation between Sony and Fox, because at the end of Spider-Man, there was the part that just teased you about X-Men, and it had nothing to do with the movie. It just showed you part of the movie, just to try to get you to watch the other one.
Right.
So there's that.
I've also heard good things about the new X-Men, the trailer, whatever, that come out.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
I mean, I didn't hate the old X-Men.
What?
I didn't know that.
Did I say that right?
Did a new trailer come out for X-Men that I didn't know? I knew the new trailer came out for Fantastic Four.
Oh, maybe it's Fantastic Four.
Which I hadn't seen yet.
I haven't seen it yet either, but I just heard it was really good.
Yeah, so that was it. And it looks better, but I didn't mind the first two.
Yeah, I didn't hate them.
Yeah.
I find enjoyment in all of them. Even like, what's one of some of the they shit on, like Daredevil. Yeah. I thought it was all right. Now, the Seth Rogen Green Hornet. Oh, that was bad.
No, that's not a cop.
Yes.
That's not a Marvel.
It's a comic book.
The DC?
Is that DC? I don't know.
I always, whenever I think about it, I think the original TV show.
God, there's so many fucking characters in those universes.
Mm-hmm. Of course, one of my favorites is the Incredible Hulk.
And they haven't done a good solo movie with him yet.
No, I don't know if they ever will.
Hornet wasn't a comic. DC. Yeah, he was.
No,
it was. They did some comics that were licensed to, but it originally started as a radio program.
Yeah, that's what I was just reading. Maybe DC bought it afterward.
Just at the time, they just put it as a comic book type thing. All right, move on to the next one. So many from fucking TRG. What's the best birthday gift you've ever received?
Oh, I don't know.
At that time, I got a blowjob from Liam.
Oh, is it those? Yeah. I don't know.
I remember marking out for, like, a bicycle one time.
Yeah, like when I was a kid, everything was cool.
Yeah, exactly. Everything was the greatest present ever.
I'm an adult, birthday suckers, like, how come we age older?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, just give me a damn gift card. I'm good.
Yeah.
I think the best one has to be when my ex got me season tickets to the Browns.
That's your best?
Fuck you.
You actually have to go and sit and watch them lose every week?
I'm trying to think of other ones. I think they got, because towards like, the past couple of years that we were together, she didn't really get me shit.
Yeah, me and my wife don't exchange Christmas or birthday anymore, because we pretty much just buy what we want when we want it, so.
Right.
1 year, was it 2 years ago, my birthday fell on Easter, and I remember I got,
spoiled eggs?
No. She got me a TARDIS mug, that whenever you fill it with hot water, or just hot liquid coffee, whatever, the TARDIS goes from one side of the mug to the other, like it disappears on one side, reappears on the other.
Cool.
Which, I mean, that wasn't great.
I do remember, it's probably not going to make sense to, like, 95% of the people listen, but Dayton-Xavier basketball game. Both teams were in the top 25, and it like impossible ticket to get. And my mom got me one of those, two of them actually, and it was pretty cool.
Trying to think of another one thing that I got from, because like a lot of the birthday prints I ever got, like especially in a relationship, was from her. Like I don't think I got shit for any other relationship for a birthday. I think she got me Battlefield 1 year, Bad Company 2.
Good game.
Yeah, I played it for like a week and then I stopped playing it. She was so pissed. I think she got me a controller another year. Coolest thing she ever got me for Christmas was the real Ghostbusters. Amen. The real Ghostbusters box set.
Huh.
Other than that, there's probably something else. I just really can't think of it. We were always, like, good at getting each other gifts. But towards the end, it was, I couldn't get her stuff for her birthday, which was in June, like, 2 years in a row, because of either one, I had just started a job the 1 year, and then next year, I wasn't working because I was changing careers.
Right.
Like, 1 year for Valentine's Day, she literally got me 3 big jars of Nutella.
Nice.
Spin the wheel where it stops, nobody knows. Who is the greatest movie villain of all time, in your opinion?
I'm going to have to go with a tie between Nicholson and Ledger as the Joker.
I knew you were going to say that. What about Bane? You like Bane?
I fucking love Bane. But I think Joker's on a different level with him.
I like both. Actually, I like almost any version of the Joker. I don't think anybody's portrayed it wrong yet. Do I want to consider Scarface the bad guy? The villain? I know he's not. Ooh, for Disney movies, I've always said my favorite is Scar.
Yeah.
I think he's a total badass. What about you, Mop?
Where's the Mop, though?
Really, Mop? Call drop? Mop?
That son of a bitch.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Now we can.
God damn it. Fucking piece of shit.
Did you hear?
Are you guys still talking about villains?
Yes.
is. Yeah, because I was trying to say when you was talking about Scarface.
Yes.
American Psycho, the guy from American Psycho. Can you consider him a villain?
I've never seen American Psycho.
Well, basically, it's kind of like Scarface. The whole movie revolves around him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I mean, he's not really a villain, I guess, but
he's not really a good guy either.
Exactly. there's a lot of really good ones. Jack Nicholson Robert De Niro in Cape Fear.
Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg in Fear.
I forgot about that movie.
There's a lot of. I'm trying to stay away from the comic booky ones or the Darth Vaders and things like that are, you know, just kind of universal.
Shredder.
Yeah.
So you are a Kevin Nash fan?
No, it's Super Shredder. The Shredder in the first movie, I love.
Mm-hmm.
Like his entrance, granted, it's almost a knock on Vader, but I love Shredder better.
Shredder better.
Shredder better.
I was like Snyder Gator.
Shredder better. Yeah, Shredder. I probably forgot about Shredder. And then you missed what I said. My favorite Disney one is Scar.
Yeah, I caught that just as I hung up trying to fix the damn call. I was a little bit older for the Disney ones, so I kind of knew what they were and didn't really watch them.
All right, next question. I seriously, I'll move it a little bit, and I forget which question I was at, especially because there's so many fucking DRG questions. Do you agree with at Titan T-Mac, or do you consider wrestling?
No.
Wrestling a sport. Hold on. For those who don't know, Titan T-Mac, or T-Mac, is a part of the Spanish Announce Table, which pretty much everybody knows, I'm guessing, but just in case, which is also on this network. T-Mac does not think wrestling is a sport. What do you guys think?
No, it's not.
I guess by definition it wouldn't be because the outcomes are determined. But as long as billiards and fucking darts are considered sports, why the fuck not?
If you Wikipedia a list of sports, it's crazy as many things that are sports. They consider a lot of card games and board games sports. They're I think of the word they use was mind sports. The thing that I think about wrestling, it's really hard to determine because sometimes things can't be classified perfectly. For example, I've always used the tomato. Everybody knows tomato as fruit. I mean, as a vegetable. To scientists, it is a fruit because
it has seeds.
Because of it has seeds, grows on a vine.
And scientists are idiots.
It has the same properties as fruits, like how it's grown, but it's how it's used in the kitchen, considered by chefs, it's a vegetable. Basically, but that's an view of something that cannot be put into a category perfectly, because as the tomato is kind of like a strawberry. The strawberry has a sweet taste, like most fruits do, and you won't put a tomato in your fruit salad.
No.
Because Shane's tossed a lot of fruit
salad. For salads in general. Uh-huh. So that's one way to explain it. The way I look at it, it is a sport to a degree. Granted, putting it as a sport is always debatable, but I will always say what you will. But the people who are in the sport are athletes.
Yes.
And a lot of times, if I say it's a sport, it's because they're athletes. It's on that fact of matter alone. A lot of athletes do sports. Now, T-Mac on the Spanish Announce Table, if wrestling is a sport, is cats a sport? It's traveling theater. Understand this about theater. Productions have a beginning and an end, and they're on repeat. If I see Cats in London, it's no different than if I were to see Cats in Toronto or New York, because it is a set production. There might be some variations, but it's the same thing.
So it's WWE storylines.
Ba-dum-tsh. But with wrestling, you go, they're in one town one night, they tell a certain story, well, mostly if it's TV, and then the next night if it's TV too, they tell you, they continue on the story. There's no end. The stories will always keep going and going and going until a company dies. But there's wrestling somewhere, and it's all the same. They're always telling different stories every time you go. And another way I look at it as, T-Mac is a MMA fan.
Right.
Is mixed martial arts karate? No, it's not.
No.
It contains karate, contains the many different versions of martial arts and kickboxing and boxing, and that's how they came up with it. They took all these things together, put them together, and called it mixed martial arts. I look at it the same way as wrestling. As much as people hate the phrase, wrestling is sports entertainment, they took the aspects of sports, like boxing and anything that has to do with competition, and mixed it with your entertainment values of normal television shows and movies, to where there's a script, there's things that are predetermined, and taken the continuous aspect of most sports. Granted, season's ending, yeah, but the season's going to start up again, and there's going to be all these different other stories going on, and it's going to be something that keeps on going and going. Is wrestling a sport? To a degree. What is it? Sports entertainment. It's both. Now, if T-Mac actually decides to listen to this, he's going to call me crazy.
No, it can't be both.
Yeah, it can, because you can combine two things. If you have a strawberry banana smoothie, has a strawberry in it, banana in it, it's both.
And let's face it, I don't think either side of it, sports or entertainment, want any piece of wrestling. The sports category doesn't want them in there. The entertainment category doesn't want them with them. Nobody wants wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's that. It's the bastard child.
Pretty much. So that's how I feel. And I won't email Spanish Announce Table and give this, because I have unlimited time to do it here. So,
right.
So T-Mac, if you want to send your replies, then you can send them at the anything goes, and you can see how it feels.
Where are they at, though?
You're wrong. You're wrong. You're just wrong.
I don't care. I don't care. Another one from DRG. Who is the best action film character and actor of all time? Well, I'm going to pass on this because I'm not a big action movie fan.
I say Schwarzenegger.
Oh man, I'm a big Bruce Willis fan.
Yeah.
Them Die Hard movies are just friggin' awesome.
Yep. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna have to leave you on that one.
Can I say Leslie Nielsen?
I can. and Stallone as Rambo. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, it's such a great character. Such a great movie.
Never seen it.
You've never seen Rambo?
No, I've never seen Rambo. No.
Oh my God, you have to watch Rambo.
I haven't seen many Stallone movies.
I really cannot believe Shane hasn't seen that.
I don't think I've seen any of the Rocky movies all the way through. Like, I know I've seen bits and pieces, but all the way through, I can't even tell you like what a lot of the Rocky movies are about. Except I'm talking about like one by one. Like which one he goes against Hogan, which
he fights people.
Which one is, yeah, I can't tell you which is which.
He runs up the steps in Philadelphia. God, Harrison Ford is Indiana Jones. Freaking Wesley Snipes.
Yep. And Blade movie.
Blade movie, and then you've got Demolition Man, too. There's another really good villain, too, by the way. I mean, it's just so subjective.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of would depend on, you know, whatever my mood was and whatever I saw last, probably.
Okay. What's the...
Yeah, we're real definitive here, aren't we?
Yeah. I don't know. It depends on my day.
But it does. And that way with movies, music,
yeah,
any entertainment, it just kind of depends on what mood I'm in.
What's the perfect vacation for you? For me, because I'm a nerd, I would love... I can say love because I've been there before. I love going to Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, I did that once. Twice, actually. I think I've done that twice.
I've done it twice. I haven't done it since 2001 when I went my eighth grade year, and I would love, love, love to go back. Because there's so much shit there. There's a bunch of shit there I've never even seen. And like I said, I've been there twice. There's some things I've been there actually two or three times. I know I want to go see the Washington Monument, which I was told there's always a line for that motherfucker, and you'd have to get in, like, early in the morning.
Oh, I bet.
And a bunch of other stuff I'd like to see and do there. Or stuff that I've seen, like, I'd like to go back and either see it again, or maybe I have something I'll have more appreciation for. Like, I know I was in the Smithsonian, but I don't know if I went into the TV and movies part. I don't remember. I know I've been to the Holocaust Museum, the Capitol Building, the... Lincoln Memorial, White House, the big Catholic church there, whatever it's called, a bunch of stuff.
I think my dream vacation is I grew up in Atlanta, so I would want to go back to Georgia.
Not missing much.
That's home to me.
I think, currently it would be going to Alaska. I'd love to go up there for a while.
You mentioned that in the last episode.
Yeah, I do. I do really want to do that.
I think the next vacation I'll end up going on, if I pick, is in between two places. One is Arizona, because I got family out there, that some of which I haven't seen since 1996. And the other one is I would love to go to, on my own time, I'd like to go to Nashville and Memphis. because I want to go to Graceland in Memphis and the Johnny Cash Museum in Nashville. And I think the Sun Records recording stuff, I think there might be some part of it in Nashville, but I think the main museum might be in Memphis.
I'm pretty sure you could spend a week at both of them and not see everything.
Graceland.
Probably
not. I'd love to go to Graceland.
There's plenty to do down in that area, most, you know, surrounding the music stuff.
What's your favorite alcoholic beverage? Beer. In general, be more specific, I do love me a Yingling.
Which one?
Lager.
Because I started getting into the black and tans from Yingling.
I haven't had those. Only ones I've had is the normal lager, and I think I got the light once on accident, and it wasn't too bad, but... Actually, no, the other one I really like, too, and I love getting it once at a Blue Moon, is the Sam Adams Cherry Wheat.
Yeah, Sam Adams has got a couple of different flavors that are really good on beers. I've actually got it's a Shock Top, it's a chocolatey flavor. I haven't tried them yet, but they're in the fridge for tomorrow.
Is that local, or is that
Shock Top? No, I don't think so. I think it's a nationwide microbrew. Okay. It's still a microbrew, but it's nationwide, I believe.
Have you ever had any of the Great Lakes beers?
I don't think I've ever had them, but I do know they have them down here.
Oh yeah, they're all throughout Ohio. And I know they go as far west as at least Chicago too. My favorite of theirs is the Christmas Ale, which is only around, obviously, Christmas season, and they bring it back in July for Christmas in July. Another beer, local beer, is Fathead.
I think we've got those down here.
The kind that I like is Oompa Loompa. And the way I described it, it's like a chocolate Guinness.
I got a feeling that's what this Shock Top is going to be like.
I'm going to have to find that one then.
It's probably going to be, it may not be that thick, because a Guinness is a pretty thick beer. Mm-hmm. And this is a wheat beer, which will make it a little thinner.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a feeling it's going to be similar to that. I'd like me some Guinness, too.
Yeah, me too.
But now, if I had to choose one, it's going to be tequila. I love me some tequila.
Yeah.
Don't hate. Just tequila makes me do stupid things.
Yeah.
So does Jaeger.
Muscles.
I used to love Jaeger.
Jaeger. Yeah. Jaeger bombs make me do stupid shit.
Jaeger was like the first thing I used to drink.
I don't drink anymore, but when I did drink it, was pretty much anything to get my hands on. Fuck you.
Yeah, it was kind of, it was, when we started drinking, it was anything to get your hands on. Oh, uh-huh. Mad Dog 2020, great. Yeah. Boone's Farm, Strawberry Hill shit.
Natty Ice.
They still sell that shit.
Yep.
Yeah, Natty's still
Natty, around. Natty Ice, Milwaukee's Beast.
I mean, if I'm just going to be sitting around and just, you know, socialize drinking, it's probably just going to be like Budweiser. Some of the watered down, you know, you can drink 40 of and not die from.
Yeah, I do like me some Budweiser and Bud Light.
You ever want some?
Can't have Budweiser on tap, though, because it tastes like shit.
Anything on tap I don't like.
I don't mind certain stuff on tap. Oh, and going back to Fathead Oompa Loompa, I've only had it once, and I liked it so much, and I talk about it.
Wow.
And that was what I used to do with my ex, and I'll keep up the tradition on my own now, but I get my tax money, and I go get a steak dinner. Well, we go get a steak dinner. And the last place we went, because we were trying to, like, go to different places every year, so it wasn't, like, the same, like, steakhouse. The last one we went to, it was Brown Derby Roadhouse, whatever you want to call it. And they had that on tap, and I kind of like, I asked the waitress about it. She's like, oh, it's really good beer. And I'm like, fuck it, give it to me. And oh, so damn right. Good.
And there's a few microbreweries around here that are, I don't know the name of them or anything, but it's like a pizza place that has a microbrew also. They've got a watermelon that's really freaking good.
All right. Another one from DRG. This is a would you rather question. Would you rather live a day as a 400-pound chick or live an hour as a cucumber in Shane's possession?
400-pound chick.
400-pound chick.
No, 700-pound chick. 700-pound chick.
You said four.
No, 700.
I could do one day as a 700-pounder. I couldn't do 1 minute of Shane's ass.
Oh, God. The horror.
I know, right? Having to see all his fucking hemorrhoids and shit.
Good Lord.
Be rubbing his ulcers.
Ugh.
getting really close to his intestine.
Shut up.
That intestine's probably half straightened out at this point.
At least should have some company with lemming wings.
With who?
Lemming wings.
I don't know what that is.
Huh? What'd you say, Shane?
You mean WikiLeaks from South Park?
I thought it was lemming wings.
Yeah, there was a WikiLeaks too. There were two gerbils.
No, I'm talking about the first one.
No, yeah. And fuck you with the gerbils.
So he's moved on from cucumbers to gerbils now?
No.
No, it's an eggplant now. Don't forget that was in the last episode.
Oh, that's right. It's an eggplant. Yeah. It's got a bigger bottom to it.
So when I make fun of him, I get to use the eggplant emoji.
So Shane, what do you do when you lose control of the cucumber and it just goes in?
I don't have that problem because I don't do that.
How do you get it back out once you lose it inside of you?
I don't do that.
Do you like VeggieTales?
I like kicking people in the fucking teeth is what I like doing.
No, you can't lift your leg that high.
Yeah, I can.
I think he's got a better shot at it than you do, sir.
Well, it's funny, because I asked this question on Facebook of what was a true fact about me, and one of them was saying I was a third-degree brown belt, and someone stated yeah. that it was, I wasn't a third-degree brown belt because I couldn't lift my leg that high. Guess what? I'm a third-degree brown belt.
I didn't make that comment.
I know you
were a third. Wait, when did you earn that third-degree brown belt?
Fifth grade.
Okay, yeah. No
and
problem.
How long ago was that?
All I'd have to do is, like, stretch my legs. I could still probably do it. But I'm not, I should say, not stretch my legs, like, one time, but, like, overtime type thing.
Yes. You mean, like, work out?
What's that?
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, too much work.
I think we both belong to the same gym.
I can't think of a joke for that one.
Uh-huh.
I just want to say Globo Gym.
Globo Gym. the jumbo membership.
No, it's more like Average Joe's.
I'm sure, you know what, that's probably a real gym somewhere.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that movie in forever. This one's going to be an easy one for me. For me. What's your favorite 80s movie? Motherfucking Ghostbusters. Done.
Jesus Christ.
Shane's going to say Goonies.
Mm-mm.
Was Gremlins considered 80s?
Yeah.
I've been kind of infatuated with that movie lately because I haven't seen it in forever.
I've been kind of watching Howard the Duck. So.
I haven't seen that one in forever either.
Oh my God, it's so awesome.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit? When did that come out?
89-ish?
I've got I've got one of the weasels, one of the smart guys from Who Framed Roger Rabbit, tattooed on my arm.
Nice.
What?
No, like you fast.
What's that got to do with having a weasel on my arm? Makes me fat.
Fat.
Uh huh. Of course, everybody says it also looks like the weasel from the Paula Abdul video.
Nice.
Oh. We've only got through 20 of DRG's questions. Just 20 questions in general.
I'm wondering if we're not getting through all of them.
There's no fucking way. It's already 3:30.
3:30 on my end.
Yeah, it's 3:30.
This is going to be a tough one. What's your favorite music video of all time?
Thriller.
Ooh.
Michael Jackson, Thriller.
Natural Born Killers, Dr. Dre and Ice Cube.
And a very close second is Metallica's One.
Yes.
Oh, it's so hard. Because I can kind of be like mop on the preview, that one question of depends on my time, like time of the day or not.
Oh, yeah, totally. But Thriller to me was like,
oh yeah,
the first video that I really ever, that was ever a real, like almost movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that really sticks out to me.
I always liked any video from Tool.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Yeah, those are some pretty good
because
ones.
Maynard does not like putting his face in videos. He always wanted to, like, let a vision of a music video, like, play.
Right.
Not have, like, any type of performance. Sometimes it's, like, maybe it's just videos give me some nostalgia that I really like.
Yeah.
Primus is My Name is Mud was a pretty cool video.
Yeah, dude, that was a good song, too. I love that song.
Yeah, I love that song,
I love me some Primus.
I do, too. I have all their albums on my phone.
I don't have any of them.
Yeah, there's, like, a lot that I can think of. I liked, Kid Rock's American Badass. I thought that was a cool video.
Cherry Pie from Warren. Just because that fucking chick is so hot. Oh, don't. Come on now. You both listened to it. Don't even act like you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, I was a little young.
Yeah, but you know the song now, don't you?
I know this.
If I was to start singing,
I know the song.
All the words.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay. You wouldn't know the words.
Not all the words, no.
Well, I don't know all the words. There's going to be a lot of in the middle, but you know the chorus for sure.
Yeah, because I've been to a strip club a couple times in my life.
then you know a lot of Kid Rock songs then, too.
And Def Leppard Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Because, like I said, some of it's like maybe some nostalgia. Like, I always liked Ghetto Superstar. I was Praz, ODB, and Maya.
Yep.
Oh, I guess it's probably not more the video as much as it is the song, but Skee-Lo, I wish I was a little bit taller.
Me too.
Well, you were sure a little bit taller than sure.
Yeah, you definitely do.
Yeah.
System of Down always had some good videos. Korn always had some good videos.
Yeah.
I went back and watched some old Korn videos recently. Like, I completely forgot. Like, I used to love them, and then, like, going back and listening to them, like, oh my god, I haven't heard, like, this song in forever, like... I was never a huge fan of the Issues album. Like, going back and listening to some of those, I was like, oh, damn, like, it brought back memories. Like, yeah. I still liked them, but I always thought that one lacked after their first three.
Yeah, like, Follow the Leader was their best album.
Oh, yeah, I love Follow the Leader. All in the Family, my favorite song off that album.
Yep.
That and the Hidden Track. This one wasn't a question, but it was that music video question that made me think of it when I was going reading through it. So I'll say, ask you guys, what was your very first concert? I'll let you guys go first because you guys are going to love my answer.
First one I remember is, I'm sure I went to some smaller ones before this, but
Beethoven?
Megadeth, White Zombie, and Prong.
Nice.
Had and floor seats, dude. We was fucking moshing like motherfuckers.
Before the concert, I met Mudvayne and got their autographs.
Nice.
And then I saw Disturbed, Linkin Park, Papa Roach, and Slipknot.
That was your first concert?
First concert. I haven't gone to many because I don't like crowds. I'm very claustrophobic.
I'm not claustrophobic. I'm just not big on, like, going to concerts.
I just don't like people.
When I was with my ex, I probably hit up the most concerts in my life, and not really any of them were because of her. It's just, like, kind of a coincidence. But
yeah, just how it worked
the
out.
The very first concert. Now, I'm not going to count local concerts either because I used to go to those all the time.
Yeah.
But the first concert I ever went to was Spice Girls.
What?
Yes. Spice Girls.
Oh, you went. Mm-hmm. Why you went to Spice Girls?
Five very attractive women.
Oh. And how many of them did you sleep with?
None, because those are the Spice Girls.
Oh.
Did you go with a girl?
No, my friend.
Oh my god.
No, I wasn't. You gotta realize I was.
I don't give a shit how old you were. Did you go to a Spice Girls concert with another guy?
I'm not sure there's any justification you can come up with for this one.
There's nothing. Please tell me you didn't go to that concert with another guy.
Yeah, my friend. Well, was it me and my friend, his mom. Who fucking went with us?
Did you go watch the Backstreet Boys too?
Here's the thing. Like, you can make fun of me for Spice Girls, but it's perfectly okay for a heterosexual male to like five beautiful women. I don't care what the fuck they're singing.
Terrible.
They're fucking hot.
Yeah, I guess you guess. You didn't sing along to the music, though, did you?
Yes, he did.
I knew all the words.
He knew every fucking word.
Son of a bitch.
Did you go to Backstreet Boys, too?
Fuck that, no.
New Kids on the Block? Nope.
Yeah, I went. My first concert was Spice Girls, and I went to a New Kids on the Block concert. Because those were like, that was like years prior.
You probably own every album.
Who, New Kids? Uh-huh. I was past New Kids there. When I like look back and like watch stuff about them, and then they show like all of their merchandise, I'm like, yeah, I don't remember any of that.
Good God, they were fucking huge.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculously huge.
I was more Backstreet, NSYNC, 90 Degrees era, like when I was a teenager.
Still terrible.
Yeah. All right, well, Spice Girls.
Yep.
I would have never guessed
that. And we wonder which one of you gets the cucumber.
Tell me you wouldn't fuck any of the Spice Girls.
Now or then?
Either. I haven't seen any of them recently.
I was going to say, I think one or two of them turned out pretty gross.
I
don't think they were necessarily ugly.
One had a kid with Bill Murray. Not Bill Murray, but Eddie Murray.
That's
Eddie Murphy.
Gross.
wonder if they married to David Beckham now.
Yeah, she looks almost the same.
Yeah.
But I thought one or two of them just kind of went Lindsay Lohan and just went fucking ballistic.
Jerry Halliwell was always hot.
I don't know their name.
Ginger. Yeah. The one that was in Playboy.
Posh was the only name I remember of the Spice Girls. Fucking weird.
I think Scary Spice was one of the voices on Grand Theft Auto 5 on the radio.
Nice. Doing the British Girl commercials?
Yes, that's her.
Yeah, sounds hot.
And then I didn't go to a concert until, that had to be 97-ish. I didn't go to another one I know until 2003. Like I said, not counting local concerts. And that was the Gathering of the Juggalos.
Yeah, my second concert, I won tickets to ABK, which Anybody Killa, Two Live Crew, the original Two Live Crew, and the Insane Clown Posse.
What are you laughing at?
That concert.
Dude, it was the original Two Live Crew.
Yeah, I don't even remember everybody that played. I actually have to fucking look.
Yeah, they sound awful now.
Who? Two Live Crew or ICP?
Yeah, well, both.
They're still trying. I found out they're like trying to do like a new Joker's card type thing.
Yeah, I saw that.
I was like, really, guys? Really?
Let it go.
Yeah, pretty much.
I did go see Vanilla Ice.
Nice.
Like 4 years ago. It actually wasn't terrible.
That's funny, because guess what record label he's on?
He's on ICP. That's why I thought of him. Because his DJ was whatever with ICP. Whatever. But, yeah, he actually wasn't bad. It was actually kind of, it was enjoyable.
I'm trying to see if I can look up that Gathering of the Juggalos on Wikipedia. If they have, like, the lineup. Because I don't remember everybody who was there. Like, you obviously had
ICP,
Twisted, Anybody Killa, Blaze, Jump Steady might have.
Well, isn't that kind of why he started the Gathering, was so that he could have all of his groups on his record play?
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to look through this Wikipedia thing to history.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just assuming. I didn't follow the... I've listened to some of the ICP, but I didn't really follow it.
Oh my God, I was obsessed with it.
You don't say. You didn't get a...
Don't you?
Like you didn't get a tattoo or anything.
Just gonna
no, I didn't.
Are you denying it?
Fuck yeah, you would too.
I would never.
I just told you I got a fucking weasel from Paula Abdul's video on my arm. I have a rooster on my calf.
You got a cock?
Mm-hmm. I have a cock that goes all the way to my ankle.
Why do you have a rooster?
Because I can say I have a cock that goes to almost my ankle.
Really?
Keep talking. I'm trying to look up the...
We could start singing and dancing.
Okay.
Spice Girls was?
Oh, yeah. All right, the main stage... I don't even remember all these motherfuckers. Well, Mike, this year seemed like it sucked. Jump Steady, Dope, Ishan, nice. Dark Lotus. Yep. This was like everybody over the 3 days. Dark Lotus, Blaze Your Dead Homies, Zug Island, Vanilla Ice, Twisted, mm-hmm. Killa Priest, Cottonmouth Kings, Anybody Killa, Bushwick Bill, ICP, and Wolfpack.
Oh, Bushwick Bill.
The Ghetto Boys.
God, I used to love the Ghetto Boys.
Me too. I'm
trying to compare the...
Mine's playing tricks on me. We're old.
Yep. Did you ever see that movie Office Space?
I want to say I have, but I just don't remember it.
Oh, there's one part where they take a copy machine that keeps jamming. They take it out in the field and it's, they start beating it up to the song called Still by the Ghetto Boys. And they fuck that thing up. It's fucking awesome. They remade that on Family Guy.
Yeah, that was good.
With the bird is a word. That was awesome. God, I hated that episode.
I love that episode.
It was so fucking annoying.
Yeah, that reminds me of... remember that picture I sent you with the monkey?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They had those little action figures like that for $1.69 on clearance.
Mm-hmm.
It was the monkey, Brian, the chicken, and there was one other one.
Where was that at?
But it was at Walgreens.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, God, I want to buy it. But then I look at it, I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do with them if I buy all these? Is that what we were falling for?
No, I was looking for the Gathering of the Juggalos lineup.
Oh.
And then I went over them.
Oh, fuck.
can I see that paper for a sec? That's odd. I thought that would be big news.
You thought what would be big news?
Well, there seems to be an absence of a certain ornithological piece. A headline regarding mass awareness of a certain avian variety.
What are you talking about?
Oh, have you not heard? It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Heard what?
Right. The birds! The birds! The birds! The birds! The birds!
The birds! The birds! The birds! The birds! Oh, good times.
I love that. That was a great episode. That was like the greatest episode ever.
I did laugh my ass off watching it, though.
So where the fucking, where's the gathering now?
In jail?
Probably.
No, the gathering, I'm said. It's going back to...
Yeah, all of its fans are in jail.
It says it's in Thornville, Ohio.
Oh, you mean where the actual city is?
Yeah, that's where they have it in Thornville. That's Perry County.
I was going to say, is that northwest?
No. It's probably west of you. No, east of you, I mean.
I was going to say, it'd be hard to eat west of you.
What county is above Perry County, you know?
I have no idea. Okay. Well, I have a machine here in front of me that I could find out. Did you say Thornville. Thornville, Ohio.
Like I said, it's in Perry County, but I can't tell what's above it.
Oh, it's actually, it's probably closer to me than it is to you.
Oh, yeah.
Great, you got a more creepy around your neighborhood.
I was thinking it would be in, like, up northern, like, closer to me.
No, it looks like it's, no, because they have it wherever. Yeah, it looks like it's around Columbus.
It actually just looks maybe just east of Columbus, maybe 45 minutes. And let's see, how do I... Get the hell out of here. Go back.
Where did the word?
Directions.
Alright. Let's go back to some more questions.
Yeah. It's only 2 hours from me. Yeah,
cool.
Yep.
So you can go hang out with Shane.
I'm not going.
It's a hell of a lot further than 2 hours for Shane.
Yeah, but he's a juggalo.
That's
no,
true.
I'm not. Fuck you.
He can fly into Columbus and take the drive over.
No, I'm good.
Oh, wait, no, that's right. He can't get past security.
Right.
Fucking terrorist.
Definitely
not when I call ahead and say, hey, that Shane guy? Yeah, I think he's part of ISIS.
Wow.
What is the food that you hated as a kid but love as an adult? Well, we know Shane's question, so.
Cucumber.
Shane's answer.
It was peanut butter for me. I fucking hated peanut butter as a kid.
What?
Yes, I fucking hated it.
Why?
Great.
I don't... Irrational dislikes.
That doesn't sound anything like you.
No. Shut up. Fuck you.
Mine was mashed potatoes.
What?
I love mashed potatoes.
I didn't like them as a kid, but I love them now. But I hate gravy. I will not eat gravy on them.
Oh, my God. If you do not get gravy on everything you get, it's not worth it.
It's not gravy.
It's not
gravy.
If you don't get gravy, it's not gravy.
Sorry.
It sounds like you made some lung gravy.
One more time, Bob. Let's see, food that I don't like. It sounds weird, but hard-boiled eggs. Oops, not like hard-boiled eggs. I just started eating them about a year ago.
They're not terrible.
Not
I like that there's truck stops that like sell them, and sometimes I get them. I like them.
Eggs have always been one of those things. If it's there, I'll eat it. If not, I'm not missing it.
Yeah. Right.
Still don't see what everybody's infatuation with bacon is.
I love bacon.
I love bacon too, but not to the extreme that some people are going.
I can eat it, but I don't like. Oh my God, bacon's greatest. Bacon.
Although as a kid, when like my mom would make BLTs, because it wasn't like very often that we would get BLTs. Dude, that was always the best.
I'm going to go one of the Andy Anderson questions since we haven't done this.
Ander!
I think this was more of a response to last episode, but it has some questions. Do you remember the Garbage Pail Kids collectible cards?
Yes.
Didn't we talk about this last time, or did we talk about it?
Before
you... Are we not recording when we talked about
it? Not recording. Also, right. Troll Dolls with the Big Hair.
Yeah. I do remember Troll Dolls. I used to get buy the hell out of those Garbage Pail Kids.
Me too.
We had a ton of them.
I think Garbage Pail Kids were before my time.
So would a Troll Dolls.
Oh no, dude, Troll Dolls were around, like, those kind of didn't die.
Well, yeah, because Mimi from the Drew Carey Show brought him back.
Well, that and I had a sixth grade teacher who, like, loved them. I think the story was she ended up getting one as a gift, and then, like, people, like, thought, like, she, like, liked them at some point early on, and they kept getting them for her, and, like, she was like, oh, yeah, I guess I like them now, fuck it. But I remember when I was in first grade, I think, they had, like, a boy version of Troll Dolls.
Right.
What?
Mm-hmm. Well, because, like, the other ones, like, they have the stone and all that kind of stuff. This one was, like, and then one of them was, like, the Terminator, but it was a Troll Doll. I had that one. I had a Frankenstein, but that was a Troll Doll.
Dude, I don't even remember them having any names. There was just, like, different colored hairs.
Did they have a cartoon? Someone tells me they had a cartoon for it. Not the boy one. I'm saying, like, trolls in general.
Yeah, they did.
Let me see. I gotta look at what the name of those were. Terminator Troll Doll. Oh, and also, yeah, they all... Yeah, because, like I said, they didn't go away. I remember they had Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle troll dolls. Battle Trolls. That's what they were called. And do a quick Google of Battle Trolls.
I remember Battle Toads.
Yeah,
I think too.
Yeah, I remember them too. Yeah, Battle Trolls were like I said, the boy version of trolls. They didn't have they were like kind of like dressed up as part of the figure. They actually looked like trolls that you would like find like quote under the bridge, and they all like had some sort of like thing going on. Like I said, I had Frankenstein, who was a badass. You can get ones that seem to kind of look like a Batman ish. Rambo, like I said, Frankenstein, a football player, Superman, a one-eyed troll. It's kind of like just, like I said, we're a pirate, a knight, a Viking. It was like, Shane, you might remember this because you're closer to my age than Mop. Like, they had Polly Pocket first, and then mm-hmm. they had the boy version, which was Mighty Max.
Right, I remember that.
I vaguely remember Polly Pocket.
You weirdo.
I didn't say that, I just said I remember them.
Busting your ball.
I have two, sir. I don't have just one ball. And no, it is not inflated.
Oh, I see what you did there.
It's not what?
Deflated.
We didn't talk about that earlier.
Oh, who cares? But,
New England has no balls.
Here's how I look at that. You could say, like, oh, they cheated, whatever, but they ran the ball a lot. They didn't need to cheat.
It's not whether it helped them win the game or not. It's just like fucking Josh Gordon. It's a fucking pattern of the things that they fucking do.
And guess what?
Fuck them.
They can't prove anything.
They can. They just don't want to. Why would they want to hurt their precious fucking faggot-ass Tom Brady bullshit fucking bitch?
Yeah.
That's how you really feel. The investigation is independent. They hired an outside source to do it.
Sure it is.
Ventura.
But it's true. Who's paying for the investigation?
Well, NFL.
Okay, who do you think they're going to side with?
NFL.
Exactly.
So it's not like it's not all these other owners who would be against it either.
All of the other owners are making tons of money. They don't give a fuck.
You're sitting there going to tell me Jim Irsay does not give a fuck about it.
Jim Irsay. Oh, yeah, he's one of the ones that would. There's like three owners in the fucking league that actually care if their teams win. I mean, come on, it's like fucking Kraft up in New England, the Rooneys in fucking Pittsburgh, and that fuckhole in Indianapolis. Those are the only fucks that give a shit if they win. Everybody else is like, oh, we're making money. I don't give a fuck.
Now, what about the new Eagle, new Bills coach?
The what?
What about
that new coach? Owner.
Nobody cares about him.
Were you just mad because the Sabres suck?
Yeah.
I would say Haslam cares about winning. He just has to get the right people together to win.
They just haven't done it in 15 years?
But this is the owner's, like, third year as the owner?
And they've progressively gotten worse all 3 years.
Not really. They've actually got better.
The Bears? We're talking about the Bears, right?
No. Oh. Haslam. Haslam is Browns. The owner of the Bears is Virginia McCaskey.
God, why was I thinking Bears for
some I don't know. Reason? Yeah, Bears in the past 3 years have gotten worse, actually. Really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Ten win, eight wins, five wins?
Five or six.
No, I thought it was five, because I didn't think, like, did they get to 6-10? I thought they were one short. Anyway. What number do we start at? It was, what, almost 60, right?
Yeah.
We're going to bust out three more, and then, I mean, six more, and then we'll quit. Because that'll be about half. And then we'll figure out when the fuck we're going to do the rest.
Next weekend.
Maybe. Okay. Maybe be part of NFL East Picks, who knows.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Do we start the show?
Yes.
Can we?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I'm not recording.
That would be rather interesting, having Ant's perspective on some of these things.
Oh, I guess.
I think this is him just trolling, but DRG, obviously. Is Canada considered an actual country to you, or is it simply another state? Well, it's like one big North Dakota, I've always said.
It really kind of is in a way.
It's called Buffalo Number 2 up here, so, yeah.
Yeah, it's just been USA North.
Yeah.
Another good one. Is there another state you'd love to try living in? I have a two-part for this, but you guys go.
Currently, any state that doesn't have fucking snow.
Where I'm at right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm kind of over the snow.
In the summer,
you know,
I would love to live in Texas. Not summer, winter.
I was going to say, why do you want to live in Texas in the summer?
In the winter.
It's like fucking 150 degrees.
You guys load up your weather apps right now, and
I don't want to get an app going. I'll go to weather.com.
Well, I want to know what your temperature is right now.
Oh, I think it says 32 right now.
Mine says 24 with a winter storm warning. We're in for 15 inches of snow tomorrow.
We're under a winter weather advisory or whatever.
What does it feel like?
24.
I don't know. We must not. It feels like 32. We must not have any wind.
50.
Monday's gonna be a high of 13 and a low of 0.
57.
Yeah. Tomorrow our high is 21 and 13 is a low.
Yeah.
But then Thursday is 18 for a high, 8 for a low. Of course, there's a 40 mixed in there on Tuesday also. Welcome to Ohio.
The high for tomorrow where I'm at, which I'm still got a little bit farther to go tomorrow. The high. No. The low. Is 28.
Mm-hmm. Fuck you.
The high is 64.
And like fuck you again. Fuck you.
Yeah, but I have to leave there. It's not like I live here.
It's like the snow isn't bothering me. We haven't really got a lot, but we have gotten some. But it's just this bitter cold weather that's kicking my ass.
But I'd love to live in Texas in the winter. Think around Laredo, because it's nice weather down there. But I'll get shit for this. I've always wanted to, and this is being truthful, Chicago.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Gulp.
That's one of my top five cities that I will never visit or be in.
Why?
Because I fucking hate Chicago.
Why?
Because I fucking do.
Why?
Because there's
a reason for everything. There's a reason for hatred.
Because I have no fucking interest in Chicago. Just like I don't in Philadelphia or... where else would I not want to... I don't really want to ever go to Los Angeles. Boston.
Philly ain't bad.
I've actually been to Philly.
That's a place I like to go for on a vacation, because I look at some of the more historical places.
Yeah. I don't like those cities. I'm not a fan of any big city like that.
Yeah, I'm not either.
Really?
Mostly because the people are fucking assholes. I got no interest in New York City.
No, me either.
You know what? The people in Chicago weren't bad when I was there.
Oh, I'm sure they weren't.
As you say with sarcasm in your voice.
No, none at all.
As it continues to add.
Yeah.
What sarcasm?
No, actually, because my ex went to New York, and she said, like, New York was bad, but, like, Chicago was actually much nicer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna get some crazy city shit, but you get to, like, any city. Like...
Once again.
Well, what I'm talking about, like, people, poor people asking for money.
I can say no to them.
Homeless people. When we went there, and we were coming back from Soldier Field, there were Mormons out. And one of them was dressed as the Book of Mormon.
Nice.
I have pictures of it as best as I could take it.
Hey, did you know UHF's on Blu-ray now?
Really?
Yeah, the 25th anniversary.
I want it so bad. That's what I meant. I was going to go through like all the concerts I went to earlier. The last concert I went to was Weird Al.
Oh, nice.
Well, that's an improvement from your first concert.
Yeah, that is definitely true.
What was it? Spice Girls? Gathering of the Juggalos. I gotta make sure I don't get anything fucked up. Like, that was what? That was 2003. I went to my next concert that I can remember in 2009? 2010? When I went to go see Disturbed at their Music as a Weapon, Tour, whatever it was called. It was Disturbed.
So how could you stand listening to the same song for an hour and a half?
You don't like Disturbed?
It's okay, but it's always... All their songs are pretty much the same.
I like Disturbed.
Yeah, it varies a little bit.
Disturbed. Who is Disturbed, Killswitch.
I love Killswitch.
Lacuna Coil.
I like them, too.
And Chimera.
I like them, too.
Chimera's actually from Cleveland. Actually, what was cool is that was the normal lineup with Chimera being the opening act. But since they were playing in Cleveland, Lacuna Coil agreed to open up. And then went Chimera, and then Killswitch, and then Disturbed. And then after that, my next concert was Mayhem, which is only a couple months later. I don't remember any of the bands that played on the side stage, or the earlier side stages. But the main stage at night was From Bottom to Top. I think we talked about this, didn't we?
I don't remember.
Mushroomhead, Killswitch again, which I was perfectly fine because I like Killswitch.
Yeah.
Slayer and Manson.
You hated Slayer.
Yeah, I fucking hated Slayer.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you have said that before. I don't know if it was on recorded or not, but...
And then Type O Negative during their last, what would end up being like their last tour. And then Weird Al, twice. Those are the main concerts I went to. I don't think I've been to any other ones because I don't care. And as much as I like certain rap acts, like I love Eminem, I don't know if I'd ever want to go to one of his concerts.
No.
Right.
I actually had a buddy that went up to New York and saw Eminem and Jay-Z.
Yeah,
and it was just earlier, or this past summer.
Yeah, this past summer.
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
I can't get into rap concerts like that.
No.
I almost want to say there was a concert I'm missing that I know I went to, but I can't think. That's why I always try to buy concert t-shirts. So at least I have that to remember, but it's like...
Because you can't fucking remember anything else.
Yeah. Well, it's like if I can remember the shirt, I know I went. And I can at least remember... When I think of the concert, I can think of the shirt. Like, I bought a shirt at Disturbed. I bought a shirt at Mayhem. I bought a shirt at Type O. I bought a shirt at Weird Al. I didn't buy it the second time, though. A, I didn't have the money for it, and B, I'd already seen them. I think other than that, I've only went to local shows and comedy shows. Other than that, that's pretty much it.
I'm trying to remember the name of the last group I went and saw. It was a small, venue or whatever. It was a comedy type band. It was real, bluegrassy rock kind of mix thing, but it was silly and goofy and... Asylum Street Spankers?
Here's another would you rather question from DRG.
Okay.
Would you rather give up the ability to hear sound or the ability to communicate by speaking, writing, or sign language? It's a very odd question.
I mean, you almost have to say hearing. Because if you can't communicate, in any way, shape, or form, you're kind of fucked.
That's true. But it would suck because, you lose your hearing. That takes...
Yeah, it would suck.
I mean,
but
let's say you lost your hearing today. You're pretty much all the way there. Anyway, mm-hmm. So...
No, there's a difference between losing
your
hearing
you were saying is,
and being selective.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you give me shit for saying absolutely, but do you realize how many people use that fucking word regularly?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Devil man.
Mm-hmm. But no, if you were to lose your hearing today, that means, okay, you can't listen to music anymore. You can't listen to podcasts anymore. You wouldn't hear your wife pitching anymore. So that's positive.
I was going to say, where's the downside of that one?
Yeah, so I'd have to say... Because the ability to communicate by speaking, writing, and sign language, that's a stretch. Because normally, if you lose, say you can't speak, there's still writing and sign language.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you don't have sign language, you're still writing or something. I'd have to go with hearing, as much as that would suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would suck a lot, but being choking on something and you can't tell anybody you're choking or motion that you're choking, you're fucked.
Yeah, sure.
If you're having a heart attack, you can't communicate that you're having it.
Who is the one actor or actress you refuse to watch films that they're in? I've talked about this many times on Old School at the Movies. I've seen some of his movies, but I don't go out of my way to see them. That's fucking Tom Cruise.
Right.
There's nobody I'd, just refuse to watch anybody's movies.
What if Phil Brooks started doing movies?
But he's not an actor. I don't have to consider that at this point.
What if Phil Brooks started doing movies?
Once again, he's not, so I don't have to worry about it.
What if? Do you not know what if means?
Yes, I know what if means, and I'm trying to not answer your question. Because he may be the first. There's a lot of people, if they started making movies, I wouldn't go see them. Mostly because they would be bad.
What about Shane and his porn?
I don't watch porn.
It's probably on Pornhub somewhere if you really just go.
I'm not saying watch porn.
Like I said, he's probably already on Pornhub.
No.
That's all they went on RTW's head. I think he's starting to get tired.
Uh-huh.
A little bit.
Starting?
And he's pretty much been tired of this whole show.
Yeah, I'm still chiming in.
No.
Know what?
I don't know.
Bah.
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 What is the worst smell? Obviously not the worst deer tree.
Do I?
Worst smell?
What is the worst smell?
Oh, rotten eggs.
Oh, yeah, dude. Those
like spoiled rotten eggs, like they green and explode. No. Oh, my God.
I've never seen them that bad.
God damn.
My dog takes the cake when I give her some wet food. Ooh, the gas is terrible.
Terrible. That's just terrible.
I'll tell you one smell that I didn't... It's not the worst, but I always hate it. Ooh, I even thought of another one. One is, have you ever smelled
drain? No.
Shit with bleach.
No.
I can't say that I have.
When my mom used to clean the toilet, she always used to put bleach in it. She'd forget to flush it. I'd come home from school, take a nice little deuce, and next thing you know, I'm smelling shit in bleach. Ugh. Another smell one smell that I always hated too was people smoking resin.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I used to let people smoke in my one car. I was like, as long as you buy an air freshener. So that was the same thing with weed, too. And then one day they started smoking resin. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to have to change that rule. I can't fucking stand that. Ugh, double burn. Burnt popcorn, too. That's another one.
Oh, yeah. Burnt popcorn is very bad.
I hate that.
How about
I do.
What about cucumbers?
I hate them, too.
He enjoys the smell and feel of them.
Fuck off.
Okay. There's one from Devil Vamp. What was the worst fight you had with an ex? Girlfriend or boyfriend? No one judges FTW.
I really hate this motherfucker. Well, I'm divorced, so no sad.
Well, what was the worst fight you ever had?
Oh, my God, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember what we were fighting about, but she took off after me with a knife.
What?
Damn.
Yeah, I don't remember. She was fucking crazy, dude. Like, legit nuts.
Trying to get a piece of ham.
I don't know. I don't remember what the hell she was so pissed off. I'm sure I said something inappropriate, but...
I'm sure I broke something that pissed
no.
me off or something. Yeah.
I know what I'm making your text tone next. No. I'm going to make it the beginning of break stuff. I think I got all out of the FTW questions out of the way. I try to space them.
Good.
I try to space them out for you.
Thanks.
Sound excited?
I am thoroughly excited. I am so fucking sick.
Jacked up on Mountain Dew? The Faygo?
No.
Do you blame Obama?
No, this is my fault for getting sick. I'm not going to blame Obama.
Kind of rough right now.
Thanks, Obama.
You son of a bitch.
That'll be going. For those who don't know, I plan on putting this at the end of the show. When anything goes around the first run on Blog Talk Radio on Trending Topics Network, we created a commercial. It was me and Joe, because we were the ones who were behind the show, and we took a
video. Somebody else was in that commercial.
Oh, yeah, you were, well.
Yeah, I was in there. Fuck you.
Somebody wasn't in that commercial.
I was saying we, because, like, it was our idea, and we just threw you in there, because.
Yeah.
Kind of like most of Shane's projects.
But I took the video, one of the videos of Francis from YouTube, his little rant about Mountain Dew. And I took it and put it into a commercial. Like, we were recording a commercial for the show, and he comes in and interrupts us. So, that was that idea. And it turned out to be hilarious. So, you'll hear that at the end of this episode. Let's see. Okay, this one is from Kata. His one of two. Or second one of two, I should say.
Does he start off with AO?
No, he says, okay. So, you know I haven't seen any old classical movies. What would you recommend?
Good God. Where to begin?
I mean, to me, if I'm going back to watch it like an old classic, I'm going to watch the original Dracula.
I don't think he means that. I think he's talking Back to the Future, that level.
Oh, yeah. Well, then, yeah.
Because he's never seen any of that shit either.
Howard the Duck.
Howard the Duck is very... You either like it or you don't.
No, he won't.
And a lot of people don't.
Watch it anyways. It's really good. The Goonies.
The Back to the Future series, of course.
Mm-hmm. The Sandlot.
Gremlins.
Oh, yeah. Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Batman.
Tommy Boy, Scarface.
Yes. Devil Man. That's not a movie.
That's very vague. Be more specific.
Mm-hmm.
That should be enough for those recommendations.
Huh? Oh, I thought you meant like night number one. My bad, dude. My medicine's kicking in.
Kicking in?
It's been kicked in.
Yeah.
This was kind of a double from Devil Vamp that I didn't notice earlier, because there's so many. What is your dream job, and what is holding you back from going out and getting it?
Lack of a degree.
Mm-hmm.
Lack of the energy to try.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like too much work.
It does sound like too much work. For me to get a fucking 6-year degree at this point, yeah, fuck that.
But,
lazy, you might say?
No.
I'm pretty sure they won't pay me just to sit at home. At least I haven't figured out a way to do it.
That's called workman's comp.
No, I don't want workman's comp because then I can't go do things like play golf or, you know, things like that. And they don't like that very much.
No, they don't.
Gotta get Twitter back up. Can't get it up here. Again.
Oh, a deer.
What is the sport you would never attempt to play?
Are we talking now? Good God. Anything physical. I'm afraid of hurting something. But, I mean, like, as a kid, dude, I did so much.
I'd have to say hockey.
I never played hockey, but I tried to ice skate once or twice, and that didn't turn out well.
My feet are position awkward toward, like, they're positioned out at a, how do I put it? They're not parallel to each other. They're both kind of out a little bit at an angle.
Yeah.
And
almost like a duck waddle thing.
Yeah, I do waddle. But if I'm on ice skates or rollerblades, my feet naturally want to go in, like, straight directions. Yeah, that makes it to be a pain in the ass to try to do. I've tried it, and I hate it.
Right.
I've always kind of wanted to try like, being a goalie or something. Some you don't have to skate a whole lot. Because that's what I did in soccer, was play goal. So, can't be too much different from that.
Yeah, I think tennis is a lost cause for me.
I would do it, though. I mean, I'm not opposed to doing it.
Honestly, I won't even do it. It just looks boring.
Well, if you're playing, yeah, it looks boring to watch. But if you're playing it, it's plenty entertaining. Does, like, skydiving and shit count for, like, a sport? Oh, down the skiing, the downslope skiing thing.
Lalom.
Or the one you just, like, take the big slide and jump off.
Right.
Oh, what's that one called? I can't remember now.
Docking?
I wouldn't do any of that. No, that's what Shane does in his spare time. What is that called? Were you the big jump? Fuck.
Vertical jump?
No, you're talking about skiing.
And fuckers get going about 100 mile an hour going down that thing, come off the end of the ramp and just kind of fly through the air for...
I just remember it from Wii Fit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that or any of the skateboarding or snowboarding stuff.
Oh, yeah, fuck that. I had a friend who tried snowboarding. Yeah, it didn't work out.
I don't think my balance would quite be good for that.
No, I barely like sledding, let alone snowboarding.
I used to love sledding.
No. Well, it's like, I like sledding, but cold.
Right, yeah.
That was one of the things. Like, it's
fun. I wasn't thinking cold.
It's fun, but cold.
I mean, anything with a ball, I would probably try.
It's only Shane.
I know.
I'm trying to find the perfect one to end on. Oh, this is perfect. What would you consider the worst way to die?
Suffocating. Being buried alive.
Suffocating or drowning, one or the other.
Let's see, it's almost like anything where that's not quick.
Well, yeah.
Kind of like maybe a shark attack.
Yeah, being eaten alive don't sound fun.
No, no, that doesn't sound like fun at all.
No, just give me a heart attack any day.
Not even a heart attack. It's like heart. Well, heart attack is not like I'm dead. It's more like.
Give it to me in my sleep, so I don't know what's fucking doing.
Don't worry, I give it to you in your sleep.
You should fucking know when I'm sleeping.
The burning alive thing, I don't think would be much much fun.
Yeah.
Being beheaded, having my head cut off,
That wouldn't be that bad.
That would be quick, but I think the thing that would suck the most...
is when ISIS posts the video online.
Because I'm thinking like guillotine, like the
anticipation.
Yeah, the anticipation. Another one, hanging. Oh,
I don't want to be no. But then again, that's fast too.
If you're talking,
like criminal hanging.
It depends, because they always try to do it where like breaks your back first.
It breaks your neck, yeah.
But I have a feeling like that didn't happen.
No, I'm sure, but then again, the electric chair doesn't do it quickly either, so...
Yeah. Lethal injection. Every time I think of that, I think of Robin Williams' jokes about it, and it's like, you know, obviously, when you... So I'm just trying to explain, because like, I'm not doing like, exactly how he did, because he did a bit to it of... Obviously, when you go into that, like you're killing somebody. What do they do before they inject you? They pull out an alcohol swab and rub your skin down. And
put a new IV in.
As he's doing it, like he's acting like he's the who's ever getting killed. He's like, "What the fuck are you doing?" Well, we don't want you to get that last second infection.
Yeah. Yeah, for me, I would think drowning would probably be the worst.
Yeah, drowning. Drowning's kind of like suffocating in a way.
Yeah, but it's like, if you're drowning and you're under the water, you can't, there's nothing to grab a hold of.
What about water?
Like, if somebody's suffocating you, you can grab at it, you know? There ain't a fucking thing you can do once you're in the water.
Swim.
Just try.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't swim. I sink.
I used to be a good swimmer.
I've never been a good swimmer. I barely know how to swim.
But then again, I used to be athletic and do things, and then I've gotten old.
I guess that'll do it for us this week or this episode of Anything Goes right here on Train Topics Network. We'll figure out when we'll get episode 5 out, maybe get just a handful of more questions. We still have, let me see, according to the official Twitter... 25 more.
Jesus.
And I'll preview some of these real quick, just so you know what we're working with. What would your professional wrestling name and gimmick be? What is your secret agent name? I mean, what would your secret agent name be? Well, I have to kill you. Besides wrestling, what do you consider yourself an expert at or well experienced with? Cucumbers. What goal do you have? What goal have you worked the longest and hardest to accomplish? What's the craziest thing you've ever seen in real life? What is it? These are all by DRG2. What is this? A toy from your past that every kid should play with at least once? I sent already replied to him with a link to Chuck Berry's My Ding-a-ling. What is something that kids have these days that you wish you had as a kid? What is a sport that you think is really cool but other people may not like? What's your favorite childhood memory? This isn't one of his weird ones. What could you survive easiest? A, shipwrecked on an island. B, stranded in the desert. Or C, lost in the forest. What's the most annoying trait anyone can have as a person? Have you ever pissed in public and gotten caught by a family member or police? I think if you're...
Oh, come on.
Wait, we can answer that one right. We can answer that one right now. If we're all three guys, we've all fucking pissed in public.
Gotten caught.
Now, I've never got caught by the police.
Oh, I have.
Nope.
Drunk as piss.
Obviously, well, some. I'm not sure if I've really been caught by a family member. Sometimes I piss in public weekly, depending.
I might do it daily for some weeks.
If you could go to any place in the world, where would you go? What is the greatest of all superpowers? Would you rather be A, a vampire, B, a zombie, C, a mummy, D, a werewolf, E, Frankenstein? Technically, for that question, it's not Frankenstein, it's Frankenstein's monster. Frankenstein is the doctor.
No, the doctor did not create a monster.
Well, it's a thing, a creature.
The Doctor did not create that. He travels around the world in a TARDIS, but did not create a monster.
That would be Dr. Frankenstein, I mean.
What was your clip?
If you have to show your great-grandchildren the most meaningful movie from your childhood, what would you choose?
Jeez, Two Girls, One Cup.
From your childhood? You had that movie in your childhood? That says something messed up about you.
Oh, that's only the beginning.
What's the meanest thing you have ever said to someone?
Oh, hell no.
Oh, Jesus.
What's the scariest moment of your life? What would you rather be successful? Or would you rather be a successful A, hacker, B, hitman, C, con artist? What law do you consider the most idiotic? Which is easier to deal with? Overly conceited people or overly self-conceitious people?
We're going to have to Google what that means.
Yep.
I probably pronounced...
Because I know me and Shane don't know what the fuck it means.
I might have pronounced it wrong, but fuck it. It's late. What technical advancement has made life easier for society? What do you consider the greatest advancement in the medical field in the last 500 years? What's the weirdest thing you've done while driving? And or what is the weirdest thing you've seen while driving?
Probably the thing I was doing.
Probably.
If you could only eat from one restaurant or fast food place for the rest of your life, what would it be and why? That's everything.
Yeah,
we'll have to answer some more of those later.
Yep.
So, before we go, do you have any last words or plugs or Twitter handle, whatever you want to say about?
So, how much does it take for Shane to suck a dick?
There you go. Mop? Not Mop, but GW?
No, I'm good.
Nothing? You want to throw your
Twitter? I answered my final question.
You want to throw your Twitter handle?
Everybody knows it by now.
We might have a new list.
Yeah.
FTW780.
You actually tweeted Josh Gordon idiot.
Yep.
And of course, that'll do it for me. Heavy sets. Hopefully this will be up later today on Sunday, and you can catch us this evening after the Super Bowl on NFL Easy Picks. We will catch you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.
What's up? It's Heavy Set, and I'm here to tell you about my show that's on every Thursday night. Yes?
It's my show, too. We're co-hosts, you know.
Really? You think so?
Yes. Every Thursday night, we go live every week for Anything Goes right here on the Trending Topics Network on Blog Talk Radio.
That's true. And you know, with Anything Goes, well, anything can happen.
Are you guys still here?
Yeah. We're recording a commercial.
I bet you guys will leave.
No, not yet.
You know I'm raiding. I'm not going to be able to talk to you guys.
That's fine. You can just listen to us live in the chat room.
Which way the camera?
What camera?
That's just a microphone.
Yeah. Anyways, Joe and I talk about whatever is on our minds week after week.
Also, come football season.
NFL season. You know how crazy the Brits get about their damn soccer? We don't want to confuse them at all.
That's very true. So when the NFL football season starts, Anything Goes turns into NFL Easy Picks, where Heavy and I make our picks for that week's upcoming games and talk about headlines around the NFL.
Where's my Mountain Dew?
What Mountain Dew?
Did you drink it all?
No, where's my Mountain Dew? I keep it in the microwave!
Microwave?
Are you serious, bro? I'm sure there's some around here.
Do you see my glass? I'm raiding in here, and I don't have any Mountain Dew!
I didn't drink it. I don't even drink soda. Did you drink any, Joe?
Nope. Nope.
Where did you hide the Mountain Dew?
No one touched your damn Mountain Dew.
I did.
Where did you hide it?
His fat ass can look for it. It'll do him some good.
Come on, man. Just tell him.
We're getting ready to go!
I put it in the fridge.
Dude, that's not Mountain Dew. It's Faygo.
What's wrong with Faygo?
I don't want any fucking Faygo! You cure the Faygo!
No, I'm FDW, and on that note, I'm out.
Dude, you look like I'm thirsty for Faygo?
There's a look for it.
Are you thirsty for Faygo? You thirsty?
Just drink the Faygo, man.
It's delicious! It's delicious! I don't want Faygo! I want a Mountain Dew! I want my goddamn Mountain Dew!
Whoa, whoa, just chill out, man.
I'm gonna find it. I'm gonna find my goddamn Mountain Dew.
Maybe someone drank it all.
Yeah, did you drink my Mountain Dew?
I already told you, man. I don't drink soda.
Did you drink my Mountain Dew?
No.
Let me smell your breath.
What?
Let me smell your breath.
Dude, you're crazy.
Oh, you Mountain Dew drinking bitch. Drink it out of my Mountain Dew.
Wait, I think I saw it earlier. Thought it said Mountain Lightning, though.
I can't afford Mountain Dew! Okay? The economy's rough right now, Obama! You son of a bitch!
Wow. Dude is crazy.
I know, right?
I'm gonna find my Mountain Dew! I'm gonna find my Mountain Dew!
Man, I think this commercial is about ruined now.
Who drank my motherfucking Mountain Dew? You sons of bitches!
Wait, I found this note. Not only did I steal your sandwich, I stole your Mountain Dew. Sincerely, Fat Ninja.
Damn, Fat Ninja stole your sandwich and your Mountain Dew?
Oh, you sons of bitches. You sons of bitches. I will haunt you to the ends of the earth. I want my goddamn Mountain Dew.
See? Problem solved. You can find Fat Ninja on Sunday on his show, Fat Ninja Game Talk Radio, at 4 p.m. Eastern. So for now, just sit back and listen to all of the past episodes of all the Trending Topic shows on iTunes.
That's pretty good. That'll do.
Start over.
Yeah, start over. Take two. Every Thursday night at 11:30.
10:30 Central.
Join me, Heavy Set.
And me, Joe Bennett.
For anything goes where...
Well, anything goes.
You motherfucking...
Cut! God damn it.